Welcome back to the Fired Up Podcast with Jesse Dan Yusuf. And on this episode, I'm going to be talking about 9 things you need to do to build your personal brand in 90 days. Guys, we have less than 90 days till 2023. It seems like it was just yesterday that we celebrated the new year, but come on, time has come. 9 months has passed and there's so much you can do before the end of the year. So if you're here and you want to build your personal brand before the end of the year, I got you. I'm with you. Okay, so no wasting time. Let's get right into the podcast. You listened to the last episode. I talked about ambitions and we redefined ambitions. Listen, my ambition is to get as many people as possible to earn as much as possible, as much as they can. I believe that as many of you who are listening to me and in my personal life as well, that you will end the year stronger than you started. I want to be with you along this journey because this podcast is for creators, freelancers, and entrepreneurs. I want to teach you how to use your story, your audience, your content, your personal brand to make a living doing what you love. Honestly, I have ambitions, great ambitions. I am on a current mission to teach 1 billion people how to make a living doing what they love. And I believe it starts by having a strong and powerful personal brand, or a strong and powerful brand. But particularly, I want to teach people how to use their personal brand to make a living doing what they love, basically, or to monetize their personal brand. So in the next 90 days, these are the things that I'll be doing that you'll be doing as well. I'm going to be organizing weekly free workshops. I hope you can join. I'll tell you how to join at the end of this episode. But here are the 9 things you need to do in the next 90 days. Number one, you need to have a growth mindset. I read this book this year that changed my life, completely changed my life. It is a book called Mindset. It's by Dr. Carol Dweck. She is a psychologist. She carried out the research and she teaches on how the psychology of winners, basically. She teaches that for you to win and to have success in your life, there are 2 kinds of mindsets she noticed. There is the fixed mindset and there's the growth mindset. A fixed mindset is someone who goes through life and believes that their lives cannot improve. But someone with a growth mindset is someone that believes that they can improve their lives. You know, there's a quote from the book that I want to share with you. She says, "The passion for stretching yourself and sticking to it, even or especially when it is not going well, is the hallmark of the growth mindset. This is the mindset that allows people to thrive during some of the most challenging times in their lives. As a human being, you will go through highs and lows. You experience mountains, valleys. You will fail at certain ventures in your life. But if you are going to succeed in life, if you're going to have any form of success in life, you need to have a growth mindset. And that means stretching yourself and sticking to it." She says, especially when you're going through a tough season. So I think the major point is this, that you need to see yourself as someone that is stretching, as someone that is growing, as someone that is making progress. That is what you need to have. That's the number one thing you need to do, I believe, of the 9 things I'm sharing. You need to have a growth mindset. So as you look towards the end of the year, this is Q4, this is the last quarter of the year. You need to just tell yourself, listen, I'm going to have a growth mindset. Yeah. And that's what you need to do concerning yourself, concerning your personal brand. So whether you're an entrepreneur and you want to say, hey, I want to get more sales before the end of the year, you need to have a growth mindset. Whether you are a career professional and you want to get better job opportunities, you need to tell yourself, I need to have a growth mindset. And whether you're a freelancer and you want to close more sales and reach more clients, you need to have a growth mindset. As simple as that. As simple as that. Just tell yourself, from now on, I'm going to stretch myself. I'm going to make progress. I honestly encourage you to go and look for that book by Carol Dweck. It is the book called Mindset. It talks about changing the way you think to fulfill your potential. The second thing you need to do is to figure out your why and to know your why. And what do I mean by that? Simon Sinek talks about the golden circle. It is 3 concentric circles. At the center is the why, the outer circle, the next circle, the middle circle is the how, and the last circle, the outer circle, is the what. Now, Simon Sinek says, many people, when they talk about what they do, they talk about the what they do. So they don't say why they do. And he says, many people will connect with your why. So he used Apple as a case study. He used Dr. Martin Luther King as a case study. He talked about how Apple says they want to change the world. So they don't really talk about, hey, we build great products. They do build great products. But people always see Apple just like, hey, these people want to change the world. Therefore, I'm going to buy product, this expensive piece of technology, because I want to be part of the narrative of the people changing the world. People connect to the why. He used Dr. Martin Luther King as well. And he talked about how Martin Luther King connected with people because he said, listen, he did not say we need to change the laws. He says we are all the same, that he wants, you know, his I Have a Dream speech. He says he wants people to communicate and have community, not just because of the color of their skin, but because of the content of their character. Sorry, that was my MLK voice. But basically, people were connecting to that, you know, and imagine in the 60s where people did not have mobile phones and millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people gathered to march for the civil rights march, all gathering because MLK shared the why, not the what. Now, many companies share the what they are doing. Apple rarely talks about their features. They talk about their features in the advertising, right? But it is not necessarily... Okay, if you've ever watched any Apple... What's it called now? Any Apple demo day or something. When they talk about their products, for instance, when they're talking about the Apple Watch. For me, I have an Apple Watch, but it broke and I've not gotten back to it. But in the ad, in their new Apple Watch, they were talking about how, you know, it has saved lives. It is saving lives. And there are more things you can do. And in my head, I'm just like, isn't a watch just supposed to tell time? But now they are talking about how it can literally save lives. And people are just like, oh my God, I may need a watch that will one day save my life. I don't know about you, but I don't go about the day wondering what my heart's beat is like. But to be honest, you know, it's a powerful piece of technology, because some people have noticed irregular heartbeats, and it has been used to capture data for, you know, their doctors and all of that. Here's the point. Apple talks about the features, right? But that is not the core of their messaging. The core of their messaging is they want to change the world. So you need to discover your why. Why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing what you're doing? As an African creative entrepreneur, I want to change not just my world, but the world of the people around me. I want to lift people out of poverty. I want to empower others to lift their families and their communities out of poverty. Now, the third thing is to know your how. Now that you know your why, you need to know how you're going to go about it. How are you going to go about it? Apple wants to change the world, right? How are they going about it? By building technology products, right? So they are building excellent technology products. Martin Luther King went about marches, peaceful marches, right? The marches were not aimless. He said, we will carry out, you know, what's it called now? Conversations with politicians and all. And how will we go about it? We will carry out marches, peaceful marches. Which now brings us to number four. Number four is your what. What is the what thing you did? And remember, some of you, for instance, as someone who teaches, right, on the internet, My products, which are my courses, my one-on-one private coaching, the cohort course that will be launching soon, that's the what. The what is the product of the how. My how is teaching, and my why is I want to change the world by lifting people out of poverty. I want to teach 1 billion people to earn a living, to make a living doing what they love. Does that make sense, guys? So number one is have a growth mindset. Number two, know your why. Number three, know your how. Number four, know your what. And number five, know your who. You should know your audience. You should not just be shouting out into an empty space, into the crowd. No, find the people who have shared values, shared vision. And that is going to take quite a while. But you need to imagine who the best person is that wants to, that will benefit from, you know, your why, how, and what. For me, I'm reaching entrepreneurs, primarily entrepreneurs and creators. Entrepreneurs and creators, people who want to leverage their personal brand to make a living doing what they love. So that's my primary audience, creative entrepreneurs and creators. That's my primary audience. So I am creating content that answers their pain points, that answers their problems, that answers their needs. That's my who, right? Which now brings us to number six. My audience, I need to figure out where they gather. I need to figure out where they reside, where they live. So that on the internet, there are lots of platforms. There's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, right? The people I'm trying to reach, where do they gather? Where do they gather? The people I'm trying to reach may not necessarily be on Twitch, the online streaming platform used primarily by gamers. That's not where my audience may be. So they will probably be on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on TikTok, right? On Facebook. So I will need to find these people. Now, Facebook also has, through their ads, you can really target a niche of people, which is brilliant, you know. However, you need to do that work and find out who are the people that need what I'm doing and how can I answer their pain point? How can I attend to their need? So why, how, what, who, and number six, where. Then the seventh thing you need to do is to start documenting your work. People consume stories. When I say document your work, I'm saying start gathering your stories and sharing it, right? People connect to stories. Human beings have gathered around stories for thousands and probably millions of years, right? From cave paintings to TikTok dance videos, we tell stories. We tell stories. Start documenting your journey. Start telling your story. Because I'm telling you, these days, no matter how good you are, you need to still put yourself out there. And you put yourself out there by documenting your work. One of my friends was looking for a job, a remote job as a product manager. And he applied to over 60 startups, all denied him. So he got this idea of documenting his work. And he wrote 5 case studies and posted them on his Medium as articles. And he targeted, was it 2 or 3 companies? And one of them responded. They did not just respond. They hired him immediately. And in the past 6 months, he has been promoted twice. Not just that. He's been poached recently. In the past month or 2 months, 3 or so companies have approached him and like, hey guy, we love you. We want you to come on board. And this, as a Nigerian, you know, getting remote opportunities with better pay, that's amazing. But because even in his workplace, he has been documenting his work and sharing his story. Start doing that. If you can do a podcast like what I'm doing right now, or you can start a YouTube video, or use your social media, your LinkedIn, your Twitter, to start telling people about what you're doing. Document your work. Share your story. It is very important. Document your work. Share your story. And that's the seventh thing you need to do. And number 8, find your tribe. What do I mean by that? When you know your who, which is number 5, start finding your tribe. So turn your audience into a community. Turn your audience into a community. When you find your tribe, build a village. Turn your audience into a community. Go deeper and start engaging with your audience. Start engaging with people on a deeper level where you are attending to those people's specific needs and problems. You'll see that it will turn from just speaking to many people, but you are actually engaging with a community, and that's amazing. So find your tribe, build a village. Find your tribe, build a village. And number 9, lastly, productize your personal brand. Jesse, what does that mean? You are probably asking me. Productize your personal brand. What it means to productize your personal brand is you need to think of a core offering. So right now, my core offering is I help people launch, build, and monetize their personal brands. So if you think that's my core offering, I help people launch their personal brands. I help them. I help people build them. And I help discover different ways you can monetize your personal brand. So what is your core offering? What is the one valuable thing that you want to offer to your audience? That is how you will now start thinking of different products around it. So you could come up with a course. You could come up with a coaching program, one-on-one or group coaching. You could come up with merchandising. You could start telling stories on your Twitter or any of your social media platforms and then get people to sponsor your content. That's how you can monetize your content and monetize your audience, right? There are dozens of ways you can monetize your personal brand. Or you can start selling a service. So I do one-on-one coaching with people for a fee. I do group coaching and I do a cohort-based course, which will be launching at the end of October. That's how I'm monetizing my knowledge. That's how I'm monetizing my personal brand, right? You need to productize it. Listen, if you don't want to do any of these things, the main point is this. What is your core offering? What is your core offering? And just because I love you, I'm going to give you a bonus. The bonus I'm going to give you is be consistent. That's the next. If you want to make progress in the next 90 days, be consistent. I'm telling you, that's one of the best things that will happen to you. The difference between you and your competitor, the difference between you and every other person, because you're not the only person that will be providing value. You need to show consistency. 98% of the work is showing up daily. The way to outdo the competition is not just to outteach or provide value at scale. You need to show up more than any other person, especially if you're looking for a job or whatever. You need to show up daily. Even when you don't feel like it, show up. And that's the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this. Listen, like I've told you before, I'm really looking forward to grow this podcast because I believe it is the number one underrated business podcast in Africa. Let us get it to the next level. Let's do this together. So see you on the next episode. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Take care.